Ourselves now as we never had Replace the fear on the thrill of the chase. Each ritual showed up the door for our wanderings. Open that shut that slammed in our face. Thank you.
walking on air. Hunting by the rivers, through the streets, every corner. Abandoned too soon. Sit down with you care. Don't walk away.
Thank you. Thank you. This is a crisis I knew had to come, destroying the balance I'd kept, doubting and settling and turning around, wondering what will come next. Is this the role that you wanted to live? I was foolish to ask for so much.
I am so very, very, very sorry to interrupt this beautiful music that's been playing for the last several hours. Enough is enough. We've heard the same music for too long. Gonna mix it up a little. Not to diss this music, but it's just been going on for a while. Not only that, it was severely overmodulated, so let's hear something else.
For life for sure.
Freedom, 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 freedom.
This is how we ride and roll. Soldier for life for sure.
Freedom, 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 freedom.
This is how we ride and roll. Soldier for life for sure.
We come back to the days of nades up, black fish raised up. We stay rough. Come this way, cause the game fucked. Can't stay away from the main stuff. Still bust when we ride, still game, still bust anytime. Fuck fame, still rhyme under pressure, still banging, still prime nigga wetcha, still aiming, still put a fist in the system, still killer, killer cop, still win, still be the one to expose the beast. When it's still un-American to be for peace. Revenge is a dish best served with steel. If it's on, then let's get it on for real. Can't shut us up, cut us down, never regret. Fuck Bush, I'ma say it loud, raising a fist, we all are.
Freedom, 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 freedom.
This is how we ride and roll. Soldier for life for sure.
Freedom, 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 freedom.
This is how we ride and roll. Soldier for life for sure.
Bobby G'd up. Ready to get freed up, banging on the system, ready to turn the heat up. Malcolm X cocktail, ready to burn the streets up. Holla if you hear me, big homie, it's time to eat something. Picture me rolling, we Paris and Chuck's beat up. Dickies and white teed up, throwing them OGs love. Listen up, rule number one is no snitching. Switch up and you gon' have to eat a clip up till you hit up.
Reality is poverty, police brutality. How I came into this revolutionary mentality. Coming up in my head, it's an everyday thing. Niggas is hungry and starving, that's why niggas bang. The OGs put me up on the jewels of the game. Ain't no wins in the street if you coming up late. That's why I walk how I walk and I claim what I claim. Red flag to the crew with a gangster lane.
Straight G up, gorilla pump with the drum beat me up. Throw it up, pick it back and hold freedom. And if you're tired of all the talking, let's see something. Get gangster with straight G up, gorilla pump with the drum beat me up. Throw it up, pick it back and hold freedom. And if you're tired of all the talking, let's see something. Get gangster with.
Get back, we put it back on the map. Turn the ground while I'm talking, gorilla funkin'. And now we're back and I'm rapping the back, I'm off again. World spitting, got a tripper, we watch the fake. They keep us living, I keep giving them records to break. They're never master me, they're never master P. While we blast our ass until we get a piece.
Bring it up!
All of them in number one, and P-Dog a bus. And God we trust, a death jam, we're not the death jam. We rise to rest in justice, plus five aside. Tough sense is up the fifth now. Representing with bow through the crowd. Been around, around, you can't ignore the sound. We still safe from the puff of the rage.
Straight G'd up, gorilla funk with the drum beat meet up. Throw it up if you're back and forth freedom. And if you're tired of all the talking, let's see something. Get gangster with it. Straight G'd up, gorilla funk with the drum beat meet up. Throw it up if you're back and forth freedom. And if you're tired of all the talking, let's see something. Get gangster with
knows that it come again. That's why we conspire so you never win. Keep it calmer when we ride so you never sin. Niggas in between the eyes so you never mend. Feel niggas in the front, be the first to bust. GorillaFunk.com, who you won't trust? With all this talk about the war, they forgetting us. Broke schools and abuse make the news a must. Holla black, fuck a pig in these killer wars. Around the world, every border, it's the same story. Anywhere that is color, it ain't never peace. Africa, South America, and Middle East. Moving packs, bust back at these double foes. Research, make the heat spurt so he knows. No blood for the rich, they've been exposed. Now it's power to the people everywhere I go. And everybody's saying,
freedom, freedom.
Fucking get it!
Free Radio Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM. That was some Ozo Motley. Before that, I played Modest Mouse, Sleater-Kinney, Against Me, Fishbone, and started with some Paris. Robert Norse is not in tonight. I thought someone was filling in for his show, but maybe they're not available on Thursday evenings. So if you're wondering where the heck he is, well, he's not here, so there was some Joy Division on for quite a while, and it was overmodulating, and so anyway, I came in to play something different. It is about 7:30 on Thursday. Robert Norse's show is from 6 to 8, and then at 8 is From the Cream to the Dregs. Uncle Dennis is also out of town. I'm going to be filling some music into that slot tonight. So, anyway, I kind of feel like talking a little bit, and I welcome any callers to call in about what I'm going to talk about, which maybe it's been talked about too much. I don't know. But it is this whole business of the Santa Cruz police having spied upon the organizers, the people who were planning the event for last night, which was the alternative celebration to First Night, which is no longer happening due to lack of funds. And I'm sure that pretty much all of the listeners to Free Radio have heard of this incident, but apparently the Santa Cruz police admitted to having done this and said they were going to continue to do it. And I guess there was a couple of plainclothes officers that attended several meetings, participated somewhat Didn't actually do any work, but did speak at the meetings and even in one case helped to plan future meeting time. So I don't know if they took notes, took people's names, or snuck photos. I have no idea what kind of information they compiled, but it's my understanding that the people that were surveilled are the getting the ACLU involved and asking that any information that the Santa Cruz police gathered that they hand over to the organizers and do not keep files on these people. And so anyway, I was listening to another radio station this morning and I heard some discussion around the issue, and Grant Wilson was a guest on the show, and there was some commentary by the host and some of the callers that seemed like people were suggesting that these police had a right to be there because for a number of reasons. One of the suggestions was, well, they're just looking out for public safety. That was one repeated statement that was made by the host. There was also the statement that maybe these police officers were just participating in the last night planning and they weren't there to infiltrate at all, which is kind of absurd considering that the police admitted that they were there for that exact purpose. I'm feeling pretty irritated and angry that our tax dollars, or mine, have been used to fund this ridiculous infiltration of someone who is planning a party. Okay, it's just absurd. I have a caller, and I'm assuming that you want to be on the air, so I'm going to put you on. Hello? Hello, caller?
Yeah, hello. This is George.
Yes, it is.
Yes, John Tilking. I was at the last night, and I wanted to just call in to let you know that, first of all, Thomas Levitt is going to be a little bit late because he's stuck in traffic.
Oh, well, he's very late. There's only a half hour left in his show tonight.
Yeah, I might have got really stuck in traffic because, you know, the hillside is unstable on 17, so it may have just fallen down.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. But, yeah. You know, at this point, he really shouldn't even bother to come in because there's only like a half an hour left in this.
Okay.
This show. So.
Anyway, I posted a lot of my comments on indie media about what I think happened with the infiltration by the cops.
Santa Cruz indie media?
Santa Cruz indie media.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that what website is that?
To summarize, basically, I think they violated both the First and the Fourth Amendment when they infiltrated the way they did, probably without a warrant, without probable cause.
Okay, so you think there might be some grounds for a lawsuit or other?
Possibly.
Okay. And so that's
not a lawsuit, but at least slap their wrist and say don't do it again.
Right. So that's santacruz.indymedia.org that you're talking about. And
that
looks like the top story there.
Yeah, one of the top stories.
Okay.
There's also some on the right side, the right column, that are still linking to that same issue.
A letter to the community about last night, et cetera.
Right.
Huh. Okay, so were you at all involved in planning the
well,
event?
I was involved in the first couple of meetings, but I didn't go to the meetings where the cops were attending because kind of lost interest, I guess, in the planning part of it.
Mm.
I just showed up for the actual event.
Mm-hmm. So you're
and
not...
I guess if I realized the cops were going to show up, I might have had a little more interest in attending. But.
So you're not involved in any of contacting the ACLU? Or do you have any idea?
No, I'm not directly involved with contacting the ACLU myself.
Mm-hmm. But you think that might lead to something?
It might lead to somewhere, possibly.
Such as, I mean, when you say a slap on the wrist, what do you think?
Well, I mean, like maybe, if, like Mike Rodkin says, you know, in his response to Steve Argue, says they're going to look into this sometime in February. There's going to be some kind of review board looking into it or something. But I don't know what sort of sanctions they might apply from that review board.
Mm.
Probably be, like I said, just a slap on the wrist, don't do it again kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably if they reach any conclusion at all, it's useful. And, I don't know. As far as how to prevent this from happening in the future, I guess one thing that did happen that was different this time around compared to the times we organized for Mumia was that this time around the organizers were not quite as open with the police as the Mumia organizers were. They, I hate to say it, but they did do a little bit of subterfuge or something along the lines of basically just trying to figure out what the police might do on first night rather than just calling them up and telling them, this is what we're planning to do, this is what we're going to do, and like the MUMIA organizers did, to say, this is what we're doing, this is what we're planning to do, you know, see you there, and click, hang up the phone, but at least let the cops know that, but apparently they didn't do that.
Oh.
So the cops had to resort to whatever means they could do to try to figure out what was going to happen.
So do you think that what they did was in some way justifiable then? Is that what you're saying?
Not entirely, because, I mean, there were other ways they could have contacted the organizers.
Yeah, that's what Grant was saying.
Could have emailed them or something.
Grant was saying they could have made some effort to contact them. Or, yeah. I mean, were those not public meetings? They could have come in uniform instead of trying to be all, undercover. And just point blank ask. I don't know. Maybe I'm expecting too much, but to me, I just feel outraged that this is how they spend, you know, I didn't go to last night, and I didn't have any participation in the planning of it. I did something else on New Year's Eve, but I was down here at the radio station, but I still feel really angry, even though I had nothing to even do with this thing, but I feel just pissed off that they took, I pay taxes, and I don't want them spending my money that way. I don't want them surveilling people who are planning a celebration. It's not like, I don't know. I just think it was over the top. And especially, I don't know, it seems like if they went to one meeting, they could have figured out. I mean, if they even went that far. But they apparently went to multiple meetings.
They went to a couple of meetings,
Oh, okay, just two.
And they were making suggestions on about where to have the next meeting, which I'm still not clear about whether that's significant or not. It depends on whether they were trying to draw them out into a public place or not, whether that would influence their ability to collect evidence.
Hmm.
You know, if they draw you out into a public place, it'd probably be easier to get a court to pass muster on that one if they wanted to prosecute somebody for something.
There isn't really what would they prosecute them for? Planning a parade without a permit?
Whatever they could dream up, I guess.
Conspiracy to plan a celebration or a parade without a permit? I mean, it's like they put this, it was out in the public. It's hardly conspiratorial. It's hardly secretive. And if they were planning anything, which of course they were not, but the suspicion obviously of the police was they were planning something sinister. If that was the case, they'd be pretty damn stupid to be that public about planning it. People who plan that kind of shit do not have public meetings. They don't put out flyers and I don't know. I just think it's over the top, personally. I think it was a waste of money, and I feel pretty irritated by it. But anyway, that's my opinion.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you
for calling. I appreciate it.
Bye.
So if you would like to call and say anything about this issue, the phone line is open, and the number is 831-427-3772. That's 427-3772. Apparently, Thomas Levitt, who's filling in for Robert Norse, is stuck in traffic, and at this point probably won't be making it into the show because there's only about 20 minutes left in this program tonight. So, sorry about that, folks, but I guess some mudslides or something caused some problems for him getting here, but he will be here Sunday afternoon on Robert's other time slot, which is from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's Bathrobes, Piers, Broadside, Civil Rights for the Poor with Robert Norse, though he is not here, so it will be with Thomas Levitt for a couple of more weeks, and hopefully he'll be in next Thursday from 6 to 8. If you want to read commentary or news about the DIY last night Santa Cruz parade and the parade itself, as well as the Santa Cruz police infiltration, you can go to santacruz.indymedia.org. And Indie Media is spelled I-N-D-Y Media, santacruz.indymedia.org. As well, there's a lot of other good information about upcoming events, about issues that affect our community, and news stories, things like that. So I have a caller. I'm assuming you want to be on the air, caller. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Do you want to be on the air?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Who is this?
Scott.
Who?
Scott.
Scott. Okay, Scott, was there something you wanted to say about what I've been talking about, or?
Well, I just wanted to talk about this police infiltration.
Okay, go ahead.
And I think that the police didn't need to do what they did. All they had to do was, if they wanted to be at the meeting, they should have just showed up as police officers and said, listen, we're here because we're concerned about the safety of what's going to happen that night. You know, we want to make sure that when you cross Laurel Street, that happens safely. And since we're going to have 300 cops downtown, maybe we can have a couple cops at Laurel Street. When the parade's ready to cross Laurel Street, we'll stop traffic for you.
Couldn't agree with you more, Scott.
And it's just like what they did was so absurd to infiltrate the group. And then, you know, they did have all those cops downtown that night, and they didn't. They were gone from Laurel Street by the time the parade started. They weren't there to help or anything. If they were there, if their concern, like they said in the Sentinel, was for the safety purposes, then why didn't they stop traffic on Laurel Street and let the entire parade cross at once?
Were you at the parade, Scott?
Yes, I saw it.
Can you describe it? Was it reckless and wild and crazy and out of control?
No, I mean, and the parade crossed Laurel Street. You know, like, I was near Taco Bell, and so the parade would wait for the light, cross Laurel Street, and then when the light turned red, they, you know, stopped crossing, and then, you know, so the parade had to, like, cross Laurel Street in spurts.
I heard a number of callers into the other radio show I was talking about that I heard this morning on another radio station who were saying they were at the parade, that it was, Grant said he spoke with a city worker afterwards who said it was the cleanest thing they'd ever, you know, basically there was people within the parade cleaning up at the end of the parade if anybody dropped anything, so there just wasn't, they didn't leave a big mess, and that it was a good time. It wasn't about, you know, blowing up City Hall or something, which is apparently, I don't know what they were thinking.
Yeah.
So what was your take on it? Was it, what was the atmosphere like?
Well, the parade itself, I mean, it went off rather smoothly, and, you know, I didn't think that there was anything that was outrageous or, you know, that would have, like, you know, sent old people into cardiac arrest or made children flee in terror or anything like that, you know. It was just, you know, it was just a bunch of people out there parading, you know. It was a very festive atmosphere, and there was nothing weird about it or anything that was, you know, would have made people wince or anything, you know.
I hear there was kids, there was grandparents, there was even some kids of the, some of the police officers had some of their children were in the parade. There was, you know, clowns and fire dancers, drummers, you know, just
right.
Musicians, people having fun.
But
so,
like, you know, like I said, I mean, if the whole reason the police infiltrated that group was for safety reasons, and they already had 200 cops downtown, why didn't they stop traffic on Laurel Street to make sure that the parade crossed Laurel Street safely?
Because they didn't infiltrate the group for safety reasons.
Right, that's what they said, though.
Yes, I understand that.
And,
but
then, so, you know, and I just got an email a little while ago from someone that the same two cops that infiltrated the meetings were also at Kinko's parking lot taking pictures of everybody.
Nice.
And in my email, there was pictures of the cops. You know, and they were in plain clothes when they were doing this in the parking lot.
So do you think it's a stretch to say that this fits into the bigger picture of the domestic spying that's been going on, the NSA?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like, okay, if the president can do it and it's okay, then everybody else can. You know, I mean, it's the trickle-down theory, you know. If they're doing it at a national level, and people are outraged by it, then we can do it at a local level, and probably no one's going to really care either, you know. And my personal feeling on what Bush was doing, you know, because if he really wanted to spy on people, they have that whole secret court set up where he could go in and ask for permission to wiretap. the reason he didn't go to the secret court to ask for permission was because he wanted to spy on everybody. And the secret court's not going to give him a blanket warrant to tap everybody in the country's phone, to look at everybody in the country's emails. And that's what they were, as far as I'm concerned, that's probably what they were doing.
So, Scott, I understand there's supposed to be a gathering at the city council meeting this coming January 12th, Tuesday night, about 6:30, I think people are going to be meeting, and then going into the chambers to speak during, what is it, open...
Yeah, public communication.
Yeah. So are you planning on heading down for that?
Yeah, I usually go to council meetings anyway, so I'll probably be there.
And what do you intend to say?
What
you just said about...
there was no reason to do this secretly, that they could have just openly come to the group and said, listen, we have some safety concerns, we'd like to talk to you about them, you know?
Yeah. Well, thanks. That's a very good point, Scott. I appreciate your call.
All right. Well, have a good evening.
And you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And if you would like to call in and weigh in on this issue of local Santa Cruz police officers spying on grassroots Santa Cruz New Year's parade meetings, folks that were planning the last night's celebration, which I hear was very festive and joyful and didn't involve any violence whatsoever, or not even, from what I've heard, a mess or anything like that, and yet this kind of over-the-top reaction, to say the least, in my opinion, of, you know, spending money on this business of, I agree with the last caller, if they were, you know, if that was their concern, go to one of the public, you know, meetings in uniform and as a police officer and just state your concern and talk with the organizers or send them an email, find some way to communicate. But it seems to me that was clearly not their reasoning for this infiltration. I think they thought for some reason that they were going to be getting information on like some serious criminal activity or something, which I think is absurd. But maybe you have a different opinion. You can call in if you'd like. The number is area code 831-427-3772. This is normally Bathrobes, Piers, and Broadsides with Robert Norse, Civil Rights for the Poor. Thomas Levitt is filling in for him for a few weeks while he is not here. I don't know if he's keeping it a secret where he is or not, so I'm not going to say. But Thomas Levitt is filling in for him for a few weeks and apparently ran into some major traffic this evening and couldn't make it. It's almost 10 till 8 when Uncle Dennis's program is to start. Uncle Dennis is also out of town. He does From the Cream to the Dregs, the music from the 60s and 70s. I'm going to throw some music on for Uncle Dennis's show. Again, if you want to call in, 831-427-3772. Otherwise, I'm going to play some music, and Thomas Levitt will be in next week, as well as Uncle Dennis. Both will be here. So let's hear, what do I have queued up? Some Steve Earle.
two, three.
Santa Cruz, 101.1 FM. That was some Steve Earle. And this show, again, is normally Bathrobes, Spears, and Broadsides with Robert Norse. Thomas Levitt is going to be sitting in for him for the next few weeks as he's out of town, but Thomas hit some traffic and didn't make it in tonight. There was some... Anyway, I came in, played some music, talked a little bit, hope that was not a problem. Let's see... Uncle Dennis's show, From the Cream to the Dregs, is just about now, 8 o'clock, roughly. It's a few minutes till. I am really hungry, and I'm going to put on some music while I go get some food. So hopefully you'll enjoy what I put on. Uncle Dennis's show is usually music of the 60s and 70s, which... Unfortunately, he never records his show, so I can't really put on an old show of his. So I loaded up some things that I like, and hopefully it won't be a problem for folks who are used to the usual fare of Uncle Dennis's program. I tried to kind of stick to similar music, but I don't, you know, own much music of that. Of those decades, and unfortunately, again, Uncle Dennis doesn't ever record his program, so can't really rebroadcast one. It's 8 o'clock. It is time for From the Cream to the Dregs. I put in one of Uncle Dennis's rants for you, and that's going to be coming up a little bit later in the show. But we're going to start off the program this evening with some Devil Makes Three and some Billy Bragg and some other stuff. Let's hear it.
Sweet demon, North Carolina, gave your daughter to me. She left me on that corner staring like the wind out of me. Well, down to a dollar now, and that dollar back to a dime. I'm wondering how I've been wasting all that precious time. I've just been sitting down here on that railway line, thinking about what used to be mine. Girl, I'm just sitting down here, wondering why. Just walking days like I was all fly on by. I'm just sitting round here.
Sweet demon, North Carolina, gave your daughter to me. She left me on that corner staring, knocked the wind out of me. Well, if I'd known that things would have ended up this way, I would have never left my happy home anyway. I would have stayed down on my bended knees and prayed, hoping I would never see this day. Girl, I'm just sitting down here wondering why. Just walked 2 days like I was all clear gone by. I'm just sitting round here with my hat in my hand, wondering how many years it's been, singing, Sweet Demon, North Carolina, gave your daughter to me. She left me on that corner staring, knocked the wind out of me.
Some morning, sometime, I'd like to hold your hand in mine. Someday, some morning, sometime, I'd like to tell you you're pretty and fine. Your face will smile and your eyes will shine. Someday, some morning, sometime. I'll build you a house all covered in vines. I'll bring you a nickel, I'll bring you a dime. Someday, some morning, sometime. 5, 6, 7, and 8, 0, 9. I'll take you down where the birds fly by. Someday, some morning, sometime.
Yet. that we might tell the truth. We might play something good and it wouldn't be a goof. What we need is liberty, not those sticky laws. Freedom from the FCC and their money-grubbing paws. Say hi, hi, Mick Diesel. Cut on the pirate radio. Land of the free and home of the brave. FCC crawling your grave. Crawling there, you pervert. Flags are waving, defy the FCC. Lily livered scallywags full of mendacity. It's 50 of the airways, we're sculling lots of rum. We'll wake them, walk the plank, we're having lots of fun. Sing, aye, aye, I'm 80s old.
Jet aeroplane, take care of poverty. Oh Lord, you might call me crazy, but it seems a little clear to me. Less guns, more butter. We're guns, all butter. What we're gonna do? Teach our kids to read. Oh, invade Timbuktu. Don't you know they call me crazy just for thinking like I do? Less guns, more butter. Well, our president, he loves his little toy soldiers so much he sends them out to hell and back. Our government, it could take the whole world over. It's only them but me, but they're in a shot. Well, guns are better. What more can I say? You're thinking like I do, I sure could use some help today. Hold on, let them play a little game. And one we want to play, that's guns more better. It could take the whole world over. It don't mean that much to me if I'm stuck